It's Mark and Jess, and we are joined on the phone by John Hembry of the Strumbellas. Okay, I don't believe everything I read on the internet, so I want to confirm this with you, John. Did David and Isabel join the Strumbellas because of a Craigslist post?
I mean, it's good to not believe everything you read on the internet, no doubt, but yep. That one is actually 100% true.
Wow.
Yeah, like, there was actually quite a few people that, like, responded to the post. They're the only two that, like, stuck around. Like, I think it was, like, four or five people. And, like, I mean, I wish Dave were here, but, like, I feel like he showed up to the jam, was just like, hey, I don't play a whole lot of stuff, but, like, I want to play in your band or whatever. It was something. He led off with, like, a really funny intro, but nevertheless, here we are, you know, 15 years later, or how many years later it's been.
So do you remember, like, what the post was, what specifically you guys were asking for?
I don't really remember because it was, like, so long ago, but I do remember, like, the first jam. I feel like there was, like, 10 people, like, it was, like, a mix of people, like, from Lindsay, obviously, like, mm-hmm. We all, like, a bunch of us have a connection there, and then a bunch of Craigslist people. There's definitely, like, a drummer guy who I think was only the one time. Anyway, like, a lot of people did show up, and then kind of we were a larger band for the first couple of years, and then just kind of, like, got whittled down, you know?
Yeah. So, John, you and the Strumbellas, you guys have been touring a long time, and, you know, the current tour that you guys are on is throughout Canada. You guys are going into the States as well. So you've been to a lot of different venues. Is there a venue to you that sticks out that's like, all right, this is really cool that we got to play this venue?
Yeah, I mean, there's definitely, like you said, we've definitely been doing it a while, so it's hard to say, like, I think some of the outdoor venues stand out. Like, many years ago, we did a show in Washington State. I think it's just called The Gorge. And, like, it's an outdoor stage that, like, looks out on just, like, a giant gorge, you know?
Ooh, yeah.
And we kind of, like, well, and I think LCD Sound System headlined.
Okay.
And, you know, you sort of just, like, wake, you know, you roll out of the bus, like, and you could be in a parking lot, you could be in a Walmart, you know? Like, and yeah. Just, like, you're like, wow, we're, like, this isn't the Grand Canyon, but, like, it looks just as big as it. Like, you know, it was that was pretty neat to kind of wake up and be like, oh, this is where we're playing. This is, like, quite a spot.
So when you've gone to different venues, do you guys have anything unique on your rider that you ask for in your dressing room or anything?
Like, sadly not. We're pretty boring. it's kind of like, you know, bread and meat and cheese and tray, and like it's like nothing overly. I'm trying to think if we have anything that's like particularly unique, but I don't think so. It's like pretty boring.
You got good hair and a good beard. You don't ask for like a specific beard oil for them to have there for you to get it looking real good.
I once thought of that, but like, I mean, maybe I should, you know. Part of it is, right, like, sometimes, like, you submit the rider so far in advance, like, and if you put something on that's, like beard oil, like, you're going to have 17 beard oils, like, you know, before you know it. I'm going to think about that one. I think I did for this one. I got on Pink Lady Apples. I don't know, you know, that's just the apple I'm into right now.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
I did ask for a minute, like, make sure it says Pink Lady, and, like, I just, like, there's still no pink ladies, like, you know.
That's great.
You'll walk in, they'll be red delicious. You'll throw them at the wall.
Yeah, exactly, yeah.
So after you have been touring for a while, what's one thing you look forward to most about coming home?
I mean, just seeing everyone you love, you know. Like, that's the hardest part about touring. Like, you know, I miss my partner, and, you know, she's here. So that's really tough. So kind of that's the main thing you look forward to when you come home, is just, like, getting home and seeing all your people.
Does your dog, I see you have a dog, his name's Hank, does he travel with you on the road?
No, he doesn't. But I was joking, we're home for a couple of days now, actually. We spent a couple of days off, and I was joking that, like, if I come home after, like, 3 weeks or a month, he's kind of like, hey, what's up? but, like, when my partner comes home from work, she's just like, she's been gone for 8 hours, and he's like, oh my god, I can't believe you're back already. So sometimes I'm like, did the dog miss me at all?
Yeah, yeah. So, does that hurt your feelings when you see the reaction that your dog gives to her rather than you?
Yeah, well, yeah. Like, I'm like, what's up, dude? Like, you know, yeah.
You guys have appeared on The Late Show with Colbert and Late Night with Seth Meyers.
Yeah.
Okay, which green room and studio and just everything was nicer?
I don't specifically remember the green rooms, but the one thing I remember about the Seth Meyers appearance is Daryl's 40th birthday.
Mm-hmm.
On the cake. And we were all kind of sitting there, and we started singing Happy Birthday. And, like, Seth Meyers just happened to be walking by the dressing room, and he just, good guy, and was just, like, you know, singing along. And he just, like, joined in on the birthday song and was, like, super nice and friendly. It was like, oh, man, it's your birthday, and that's so great. And, like, it was a really kind of just sort of funny stick-in-your-brain moment.
So with this birthday party, did you bake the cake? Because we hear that you're quite the baker.
I didn't, you know, but that's true. I have, like many people, I got into bread baking.
It was a COVID thing?
Yeah. Not so much sourdough, but just been making bread. And I kind of stuck with it. It's like a little bit harder to do when you're busy, but I think everyone should try bread baking, because I think you'd be amazed at how good bread you can make at home with just like flour, salt, water, yeast, and time. And then I think when you go to like grocery store bread, you're like, wow, this is not bread. This is like the difference between something you can make at home versus like a thing that they can pump out, you know, 10,000 loaves in a day or whatever. Very different things. And I think all of our lives could be improved by baking more bread at home.
Okay, John, we really appreciate you taking some time chatting with us today. Like you said, you're at home a little break, so we do appreciate it.
Yeah, right on. Thank you.